no money down real estate deal and sitting at the closing table and you just slide out. As I see this now when people go through the Epic program on acquiring businesses and they've acquired their first business and you get this smile that's like, I just can't believe that you can do this. And it's a goofy smile that I see on everybody that does their first deal. And like, I still remember that from the first time that I was able to do it with a piece of real estate. So using the combination of what I found about the possibility of acquiring real estate with no money down, and then the actuality of these Wall Street firms that are doing these things called leverage buyouts, acquiring companies, using the company's assets to pay for themselves, I was like, this is something that is kind of magical. And if you squish those two things together, if you smash the no money down real estate concept with the leverage buyout concept, that's really the genesis of my journey into this world. So how did I get into this? Just so you have a little bit of background on who you're talking to or who's trying to share this stuff with you, I think it's good to have a little bit of information on kind of how did I get involved in this and what is my journey in this ethical profits in crisis world, in this acquisition of businesses environment. What has that been that causes me to be able to have some knowledge to share with you? So, well, I'm glad that you ask. I've had really five major, what I would call epic opportunities, these ethical profits in crisis. And the pictures that you see on the slide is kind of me over the years from high school all the way up to interviews with Richard Branson, Sir Richard Branson, and all the steps along the way. And what I did was basically my first real understanding and encounters with this world of acquiring businesses happened back in the 1980s. So in 1981 and 1982, I had the good fortune to be introduced to some people on in New York at some securities firms. I had my securities license to basically raise money and sell investments. And I was able to learn a lot about something that was very popular in the 1980s called the leverage buyout. Now that's really important because I was really blessed to have kind of come into this world about that time, right? And I'm in the 17, 18 years old around that time. Well, what was happening was you were hearing everywhere that these big business deals were happening and companies were able to buy other companies using the assets of the companies that they were buying, right? That's called a leverage buyout. A leverage buyout basically is when you go out and you find a company that you want to buy and you see that there is enough equity and value there to be able to, and it might be in the form of the valuation of the company, the stock of the company, could be the assets of the company, could be intellectual property, could be unrealized opportunities, but you see that existing in that company, you have the ability to borrow enough cash to pay for the company using its assets as collateral, right? That's the heart and soul of the leverage buyout. So when I was watching this happening, I was like, my gosh, you mean like these people are buying these companies with no money? That's lots of cash changing hands, but there's no money that's really coming out of the pockets of the people who are buying. So what's really cool about that, I thought, was you mean that you can buy billion-dollar companies without actually having to have the billions of dollars? Because if you've got the right connections on Wall Street, people will loan you the money, and it's not being loaned really to you as much as it's being loaned to based on the value of this company. Well, that was amazing to me. And I think that it really framed the concept of the possibility of the no money out of pocket deal for me. And so I had also had experience as a real estate agent seeing that it was possible to acquire real estate with no money down. And if any of you have ever done a deal where you acquire real estate with no money down, it is it's kind of life-changing. You sit at the table and the person is signing the deed to the property over to you, the title to the property over to you, and they hand it to you. And now you own this property and you paid no money for it. You now own the equity in the property, and maybe usually there's a loan on the property, and they're still on the loan. You're not on the loan. You didn't get a loan. You just now have acquired this property. And I've got to give a shout out to Robert Allen, who wrote a book called Nothing Down. My dad shared that book with me when I was a kid, and I was like, my gosh, that is amazing that you can do that. And then I did my first no money down real estate deal, and sitting at the closing table, and you just slide out. As I see this now, when people go through the EPIC program on acquiring businesses, and they've acquired their first business, and you get this smile that's like, I just can't believe that you can do this. And it's a goofy smile that I see on everybody that does their first deal. And like, I still remember that from the first time that I was able to do it with a piece of real estate. So using the combination of what I found about the possibility of acquiring real estate with no money down, and then the actuality of these Wall Street firms that are doing these things called leverage buyouts, acquiring companies, using the company's assets to pay for themselves, I was like, this is something that is kind of magical. And if you squish those two things together, if you smash the no money down real estate concept with the leverage buyout concept, that's really the genesis of my journey into this world where you can acquire companies with no money out of pocket. So seeing those two things and having that experience, my first leverage buyout deal I was involved with was with one of those New York firms, and we acquired a company that was a manufacturing company, and that was done using a leverage buyout. And so that was like, okay, that's really, really cool. Now, at this point, I had a leverage buyout and I had no money down real estate in my pocket. And what I found was that the great, great, great opportunities always exist. And I'll explain to you why they always exist when we get a little bit farther in. One of the reasons is that as there are depressions in the economy, and there are mild and severe depressions in the economy constantly. I think in the last 100 years in the United States alone, we've had almost 50 recessions. So figure that's averages like one every 2 years. But there are also depressions and opportunities within each of the spans between those periods. So in the 90s, there was another opportunity where I was able to do workouts in the retail space. And then as we moved into 2000, that was like turnarounds, workouts and turnarounds for companies that were in trouble. As I went into the recession that happened around the dot-com bust in 2000 and 2001, I had the opportunity to do reorganizations of these dot-com companies. And that was back, if anybody remembers, there was this big thing called Y2K and the whole world's gonna end. And that panic created a lot of hype that it boosted a whole bunch of companies that thought all they had to do was get eyeballs at any cost and then you'll make money. No real logical leap between getting the eyeballs and making the money, but they just figured if they had them, it would work out. Turned out it didn't. And so there was an opportunity there for me to do a lot of reorganizations for companies. When we got into the Great Recession here in the United States, that was the subprime lending crisis that happened in 2007, 8, and 9. I had the opportunity to go back to my roots of real estate and do roll-ups, and so acquire several properties and bundle them together. And then as we move into 22 and beyond, I have found that between things that happened with the coronavirus pandemic in 2020, 21, moving into 22, things that were going on in the world, crises that we're having with people invading other countries, and all of the other just general things, inflation going higher, there's always opportunity. There's always opportunity in crisis, right? You can go on one side and you have the opportunity, you can go on the other side and you've got devastation. So I think the important thing to take away is that experiencing no money down real estate, leveraged buyouts, then workouts, seeing how I could actually go into a company and kind of turn things around and make a company that was worth X actually be worth 5X by figuring out how to manipulate some of the things in the company and tweak a few things, kind of like dial in the combination. Somebody used the analogy of that when you're, if you think about an old radio, not a digital one, but you can do it on digital too, that if you're just adjusting the frequency up a little tiny bit, it gets kind of fuzzy and it's kind of hard to understand what they're saying. And then as you dial it in, it gets crystal clear. That's really what was happening to me on this journey. So now workouts, I'm learning on how can I take a company and add a whole bunch of value. Reorganization, same thing. When there's some things that just aren't perfect, how can I tweak these things? Then roll-ups was a whole new concept where you could take several companies in one industry or one vertical, or even just several companies to bundle together in a package called a portfolio. Then those companies could be worth significantly more because you're pooling them and you're able to get their profits and their sales up over certain levels where you get bigger players that are interested in them. That was a really cool concept too. And then bringing all of these things together really is what created Epic. So just, I think it's helpful to see that like this was something that was basically 40 years in the making from the 80s to the 2020s, looking at all these different things. And I've been acquiring businesses throughout that time. I am acquiring more and more and more at this point, and that's why I want to share this with you guys. My evil plan in doing all this is that I hope that, number one, you will get great value from this, and the value will actually turn into a return on your investment in this program by being able to go out and acquire businesses. I want to give you a skill that you can take anywhere in the world for the rest of your life and be able to create value out of thin air. That's what this is. It's as alchemy as you ever get. But my second thing of my evil plan is that I would like to find the opportunity for us to do some deals together. So you might decide you just want to go out and do all of these deals yourself. But really what I'm hopeful for is that you will find the opportunity to find deals, and then perhaps we can work on some of them together. So that's kind of the evil plan and the journey overview here. Now, what I would love for you to do is understand that this is something that I have used in several different industries to be able to create great businesses across a wide spectrum of industries and in terms of revenue. So if you look at this list of deals that I've done, you'll see that there are, let's see, is it 27, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So 24 companies that are listed on here, not companies, but categories of companies. So 24 different industries. And that in each of these industries, I've been able to build a seven-figure business. You'll see that I believe there are 18 of them that have a single star. Those are all industries like e-learning and commercial real estate, sporting goods, mastermind groups, where I've been able to create a business that is a $10 million or more sales business. And there will be four businesses on here, I believe, that have two stars, which are businesses that have grown in industries to $100 million or more. And then one with three stars, which was in the real estate space, which is over $1 billion, actually approaching about $4 billion in sales. So I am living what I am doing. I do this every day. It's not something that I learned back in the 80s and the whole world has changed 17 times. And I'm out here saying, yeah, back in my day, you could do this. I'm actually saying, look, I do this stuff every day. And so I am on it. I know what's going on. I know my stuff, and it actually works. So I just kind of wanted to see you too, that like this works in every country. You don't need any credit to do this because it's no money out of pocket, and it works in any industry. So if you can do this anywhere in the world with any industry in the world, and you don't need any money to do it, and you don't need any personal credit to do it, then what's stopping you? And the answer can only be that you don't have the confidence or you don't have the knowledge. I am going to do my best to give you the confidence that you can do these deals by showing you a whole bunch of deals that I have done and people that I have worked with have done. And then I am going to give you all of the knowledge that you need to be able to do this stuff too. So that is very exciting. just to kind of go into a little bit more specificity too, I have acquired interests in 38 businesses currently that have between $3 million and $4 billion, just under $4 billion in sales volume for no money out of pocket. That includes a company called Digital Marketer. DigitalMarketer.com is where it is. If you want to check it out, we are an e-learning company providing training to people who want to learn how to market online. Another company that's a SaaS, a software as a service, is Aevent, A-E-V-E-N-T. Aevent is a webinar platform that helps people deliver content and make sales of the content or offers from the content over Zoom and GoToWebinar. Fully Accountable is an accounting company that provides, that's a virtual accounting service primarily focused on serving digital businesses. And we provide back office accounting for those people, accounting reports, financial statements, that sort of stuff. Recess is a software as a service that helps companies measure their employee satisfaction and kind of take the temperature of how people are doing in the business. TNC is Traffic and Conversion Summit. That is the largest digital marketing event in North America. It's a company we exited partially to a bigger company owned by Blackstone called Clarion a couple of years ago. PCS is Prime Corporate Services. Prime Corporate Services creates between 2,500 and 3,500 new entities per month for people that want to set up corporations or LLCs. We also prepare tax returns for those businesses and help them build business credit and do estate planning for the entrepreneurs that own them. WeGoDoggo is a company that is a pet product manufacturer. So we manufacture all kinds of pet products. Big Block Realty is a residential real estate brokerage. Our customers are not necessarily the people that are buying and selling houses in that business. Our customers are the real estate agents. We have, I think, about 1,100 of those currently. Real Estate Worldwide is a data company that harvests information about real estate sales all over the country in the United States and then resells them to everybody from title insurance companies to real estate investors. Everbowl is a company that does acai bowls and healthy restaurant services and products through, I think we're at 135 restaurants right now. Guitar Mastery Method is an online digital instruction company that teaches guitar lessons. War Room is a company that provides masterminds for business owners who are doing more than $1 million a year in sales. And it's basically, they get together several times a year and share what's going on. This is just a handful of the types of companies that I have acquired with no money out of pocket. And I share that with you, not to say, ooh, look at me, look at all this stuff I've done. I want you to see that whatever you're thinking that you want to acquire, whatever industry that you want to work in, this applies to you. There's a good chance between the 24 industries that I gave you on the last slide and these specific companies that I'm sharing with you here that you'll find something that falls into the category of what you're looking to acquire. But even if it doesn't, I want you to know that there's way more of these things that I've done than I can list here. And goodness knows I've probably forgotten more than I can than I would care to remember that I've forgotten, because I'm buying and selling on a regular basis. What I do want you to know is that no matter what your industry, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what your financial position is currently, this is something that you can do. And this is something that I have helped thousands of other people learn how to do as well. Now, if you would like to connect with me, because as I mentioned, my evil plan, one of them, is that I would love to be able to do deals with folks who have gone through this program. And so if you'd like to connect with me, you can just open your phone right now and click on your camera, and you see this QR code that's on your screen. You can point your camera at that and a link will pop up. If you click on that link, it will open my LinkedIn profile and you'll be able to request a connection with me. So, and I will approve the connection, okay? Just let me know that you're in my Epic training program and I will approve the connection, and then we'll be connected on LinkedIn. So that way you can kind of stay connected to me and I can stay connected with you. And also, if you want to connect even more deeply, I do have channels on YouTube. I do have channels on TikTok. I do have channels on Instagram or accounts and Facebook. And the best way to find me is simply just do whatever the name of the platform is and then /Roland Frazier. So Instagram.com/ ROLANDFRASIER. You'll find me there. I do monitor all of the messages on all of those platforms. You'll also see, if you're checking me out, see that I do in fact do what I say. You'll see that it lists me as an investor there. So definitely check those out. Follow me, hang out with me there on Twitter as well, and get your profiles up and enjoy this journey that you're about to take as I have, and know that you're in really good hands, because not only have I done a ton of these, and not only have I taught a lot of people how to do this, but it's something that I'm still doing as my primary thing that I do. Hey, Roland Frazier here. If you're looking for a way to grow your business exponentially, to get more customers and ultimately increase your wealth, there's no faster way to do it than to acquire other businesses that already have the customers, products, services, teams, and media that you want. If you want to double your sales, just acquire a company that has the same sales as yours. It sounds simple, but far too many people end up starting new businesses that fail and forget that they could skip all the hard stuff and just acquire one that already exists. There's a reason why private equity firms, family offices, big companies like Apple, Google, and some of the smartest entrepreneurs on the planet do not start new businesses from scratch. They acquire already successful businesses. And when they do it, they instantly increase their sales, their profits. If they want market share, they increase that. They can get new products and services to offer all instantly. Hey, look, 90% of new businesses fail. 90%. Why not acquire an already successful business and increase your chances of success by 900%? What most people don't realize is you can acquire highly profitable businesses with no money out of your own pocket in pretty much any country in the world, regardless of your credit, and without having to go find a bunch of investors or needing any experience. Look, I've been acquiring businesses for over 30 years now, and I cover the whole process in my Epic Investing Strategy Training, and I want to give it to you 100% free. Just visit businesslunchpodcast.com/epic to get your free access to my Epic Investing Training right now while it's available.